one of the common items that people use in Mishleach Manos is beer. And beer is actually good to use because it's not water. So water or seltzer, you're not yotze Mishleach Manos with this. So beer is a good beverage of choice in Mishleach Manos. However, when you're serving someone beer or you're handing beer to someone, just make sure it has hashgacha. So typically, it will be fine. So here's a rule of thumb. Any beer that's produced in the United States or Europe or even Japan that is coming from a major factory and it's just plain old beer, so we would assume that that product is kosher. Obviously, as Rav Belsky Zatzal recommended, it's better to get things that actually have hashgacha, but we would assume those products are kosher. Once you get into what we call microbreweries or pub breweries, where the beer is made in a small little shop, where they do other types of funky beer products, they do pizza beer, oyster stout, milk stout, you could run into questions of kalim. Even if your beer is plain, unflavored beer, there could be issues of kalim in that product, and therefore, although there are places that are makel, and it's kedai to ask a shiloh, but this is something that I think you would not want to serve to others. And if you get it, ask a shiloh if this beer is kosher. Should I drink it? Perhaps if it's made in a pub brewery or microbrewery, there are concerns for non-kosher equipment, and therefore it probably should not be consumed. In addition to that, any beer that has a flavor in it, or it's aged in wine barrels or sherry barrels or anything like that, where besides for the actual beer, there's other ingredients or kalim that we know have issues, so those items would not be recommended, and one should not consume that, and definitely do not serve it to someone on Purim.